Renewable power not only decreases the effects of climate change that threaten tourism revenue in Moab, it is also a prudent economic strategy. Moab City Council member Kaylin Jones says large solar operations will have similar costs to fossil fuel power production due to extensive availability of public lands and an easy permitting process.
The overall trend, as we address air quality issues and overall impacts of fossil fuels, is for the cost of those to go up. So we actually think that the economic benefits of moving ourselves and hopefully the grid as a whole more towards renewables will also be the economic choice as well as the environmental one.
The first steps towards a renewable energy future include hiring a full-time sustainability director and collaborating with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory to assess how much energy is currently used and how much could be conserved through increased efficiency. Moab is working with other cities in Utah and Rocky Mountain Power to meet renewable energy goals. Rocky Mountain Power is in the process of phasing out small grant programs for individual rooftop solar panels while it focuses on developing utility-scale solar panels. Moab would like to create similar small grant programs while also ensuring households at all income levels receive the benefits of renewable power.
We might also look at doing a community-scale solar that's specifically dedicated toward lower-income households. Affordable housing is a big deal here, so how affordable housing is a function not just of the rent or mortgage payment, but also other housing costs, including utilities.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Julie Kelso.